two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy is 72 degrees with a breeze. KSL's top story is breaking news. Once again, just a few minutes ago, the Associated Press confirmed the death toll in Uvalde, Texas now stands at 21. 18 children, 3 adults killed in a shooting at a Texas elementary school. We're waiting to hear from President Biden at the White House in just a few minutes. We get the latest now live from Maria Chaleos at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, those latest numbers coming from a state senator revealing the number after being briefed by the Texas Rangers. In a brief news conference that just concluded, we also learned today's mass shooting bringing a tragic end to the school year in the small community.
School will be closed. The school year's done. We'll have no school tomorrow.
The school superintendent making the emotional announcement just minutes ago.
Again, my heart was broken today. We're a small community, and we will need your prayers to get us through this.
That coming as we continue to hear from witnesses who saw today's shooting. Isaias Melendez heard the gunshots and then a swarm of law enforcement converging on the scene.
Every single kid that got shot, there's some kind of relation. I know every single one. Either it's some of my friends or some of my friends' cousins.
We learned earlier today that the 18-year-old gunman was a former member or former school student and that he died in a shootout with police. President Biden has also been briefed on this tragedy. He is expected to address the nation at 6:15 our time. We will bring you the very latest when it happens. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah leaders are expressing sympathy for those grieving in Texas. Senator Mike Lee tweeted, he's praying for the victims, their families, and our nation. Senator Mitt Romney tweeted, grief overwhelms the soul, adding he offers prayers and condolence, but knows that that's grossly inadequate. We must find answers, he says. Governor Spencer Cox says he and Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson are also praying for those involved. They urge Utahns to use the Safe UT app and to say something when you see warning signs. Salt Lake County's Mayor Jenny Wilson is tweeting this evening. She is brokenhearted, but also outraged by the senseless act of violence. KSL News Time 6:02. Our coverage will continue. We're expecting to hear from President Biden at the White House shortly. Meantime, here at home, parents plan to speak out this evening at a Jordan school board meeting after learning the district changed its policy, meaning that students can't wear lays at graduation. State Representative Karen Kwan helped arrange a community meeting with the superintendent.
And he was open and very caring and kind and loving and understanding in the importance of celebrating human diversity and celebrating our students as they graduate.
She told Dave and Dejanovic the superintendent encouraged them to bring their concerns to the school board. That meeting is just now getting underway. Police are investigating an Ogden High School student who they say attacked another student in a school bathroom. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris spoke with the victim's mother, who says the abuse has been going on for some time.
A video shows a girl grabbing another girl's hair, pulling her to the ground, and kicking her. Perla Gonzalez is the mom of the girl being attacked in the video. She says her daughter Mia has a concussion from the incident. She says Mia is recovering physically, but emotionally is still confused about why she's been bullied so much. Perla is asking other parents to talk with their kids and pay attention to signs that their child might be a victim of bullying or that their child might be bullying other kids.
Ogden police say they're planning on handing the case off to prosecutors this week. They're recommending assault charges. Authorities are investigating after finding a dead body in the water at Bear Lake. Rich County Sheriff's Office says they found a car at the lake that had been left overnight. After contacting the family of the car owner, they learned that no one had heard from the man since Saturday. 31-year-old Kyle Dean Walker was found Monday morning in 5 feet of water. The Utah Debate Commission is out with its list of moderators for the GOP primary debates, but some of these debates will only have one candidate. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with details.
The Utah Republican Party is not supporting the Utah Debate Commission primary debates and even scheduled their own after claiming the commission wouldn't take input on the questions and moderators. That's left some of the commission's debates in jeopardy of only having one person on stage.
We will hold our debates regardless of who shows up. If that means that we have a candidate speaking to the moderator for the full 60 minutes, then that's what we have.
Utah Debate Commission Executive Director Eric Nielsen says Blake Moore is the only incumbent thus far to confirm his participation. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Army's Naming Commission has officially released its suggestions to rename 9 Army bases that bear the names of Confederate leaders. Vice Chair of the Commission, retired Army Brigadier General Ty Sedgley, here.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Fort Liberty. There's a reason why liberty is written in our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Set onto our currency and germane to our national symbols, statues, and monuments. Throughout our history, liberty remains the greatest value.
So Fort Bragg would become Fort Liberty. The commission makes these recommendations to Congress. They go to the Secretary of Defense. Fort Liberty is the only one of the bases named after a concept, the other 8 being renamed mostly for individuals with ties to Army history. KSL News Time 6:06. Ricky Meese is here. Let's get a quick look at traffic. Ricky?
We have a new accident. This is going to be southbound I-15 at the 4500 South exit ramp. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.